From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Violence erupted for a second night in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, where marchers filled the streets to protest another fatal police shooting of an African-American man. The city said one person was shot dead during the protest, but that the individual was killed by another civilian. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to try to disperse the crowd. The mayor of Charlotte is appealing for calm and that protests be peaceful. The uproar stems from a black Charlotte policeman fatally shooting 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott Tuesday while he and other police were serving an arrest warrant at an apartment building for another person. Police say Scott had a gun when he got out of his car, but witnesses say he was unarmed and had his hands in the air when he was shot. His killing comes just days after another black man was shot and killed by police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton joined the family of Terrence Crutcher on Wednesday.
Clearly, this is an outrage. Let's look at the video.
Absolutely.
We saw his hands up.
Absolutely.
We didn't see what was in a car.
No.
And it has nothing to do
nothing with
the actions taken,
right,
because the officers couldn't see what was in a car.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said Wednesday that the killings are unbearable and need to be intolerable. Republican Donald Trump tweeted, "The situations in Tulsa and Charlotte are tragic." This is VOA News. If the deteriorating ceasefire in Syria is to be salvaged, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry suggested to a high-level